I'm gonna tell y'all right now that the microphone is acting up, it's blinking red. I don't know if it's recording or not. So if you want to record it, you better get your phone. Amen. I give honor to my beloved wife on today. I just thank her for just all that she does for me. I mean, she gave me peppermint, so when I pray for y'all, I don't have a coffee breath. She got up from the altar and went and got me water. Just making sure I got everything I need, stuff I'm not even thinking about. She's thinking about making sure that I have what I need, and I thank God for that. I don't take that for granted. Amen. God has given me the title, amen, do not be dismayed. And so I'm thankful for the testimonies, just like our minister said, you know, with her friend. She could be discouraged, amen. She could be afraid. But I'm thankful that our minister has been up there multiple times to pray over her husband, over her, and then to keep her encouraged. Just as our sister said, God is working in the backgrounds. We think we're doing one thing and God is doing something else. Just as Alma Bear said, you know, with everything that is happening, God is still keeping. Amen. So God has just given me the title, you know, do not be dismayed. And so that word, this word, dismayed, it is only used in the Old Testament from what I have found. Right? It's a Hebrew word, and it's used about 54 times in the Old Testament, that word dismayed. But in the Hebrew, and the, you know, I'm not no Hebrew reader, but it's pronounced ha-fah. You know, when you speak Hebrew, they got that draw. I can't do that, but Hafa. Amen. And so in the Hebrew, it translates into all of these different meanings. But it's that word, Hafa, that's used like 54 times. And the majority of those times is translated into dismayed. 27 times that is used. It reads, like when we read it in English, we read the word dismayed. 6 times we read the word afraid. 6 times we read the word discouraged. 1 time it translates as beaten down. And then there's other meanings, right? And so that's kind of where the title comes from. I was telling Pastor T the other day, I said, I feel like I'm, y'all might not know it, but I've been climbing out of a hole. And I feel like I'm getting there. She asked me, we just ride in the car and every so often, we were one of us to say, what's the revelation? Basically, we asked each other, what has God been saying? And I told her, do not be dismayed. That's what God was saying to me. He was telling me, do not be dismayed. And so the first time this Hebrew word is used is in Deuteronomy 1 and 21. And it reads, behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers have said unto thee, fear not, neither be discouraged. That's that Hebrew word, neither not be discouraged. Right? This is the only time that this word translates, that Hebrew words, this is the only time that Hebrew words translates as discouraged. Out of those 54 times, this is the only time that word means discouraged. And when God uses it, he's telling them, like, go forth, keep moving forward, keep pushing forward to go possess, to go get the thing that I have for you, right? Fear not, don't be discouraged. The number 1 means unity, the number 21 means distress. God is telling us to not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Have unity in me in your time of distress. Y'all remember that series? So in our times of distress, God says, do not be discouraged. And that might sound really familiar. You might say, we have heard that in other places. It's throughout the Bible. And that was the thing that was getting me. I'm like, God, you keep repeating yourself over and over again. You keep saying the same thing. The next time it's used is in Deuteronomy 31 and 8. And it reads, and the Lord He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. When God says it this time, he's talking to Moses. And then the next time he says it is when Moses is repeating it to Joshua in Joshua 1:9. And that's the one that we're really familiar with when we were doing our victorious living. Right? Joshua 1:9 says, "For have I not commanded thee?" So when God says that part, "Have I not commanded thee?" He's basically saying, "Have I not told you this before?" Because it has been repeated from God to Moses, from Moses to Joshua, from Joshua to the people. And then God keeps saying it through the prophets. He says it all throughout the Old Testament. Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage?" Courage is the opposite of that word, hafad. Courage is the opposite of that word, dismay. God is saying, "Have I not told you?" Not even told you, but commanded thee. "Have I not commanded thee to be strong and have courage? Be not afraid, neither thou be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever," not sometimes, "wherever thou goest." In this verse, dismayed means broken down with fear and confusion. And most of the time, out of those 54 times that word is used, most of the time, that's how it's used. When God says, "Don't be dismayed," he's saying, "Don't be broken down with fear and confusion." So many times in life, we just like confused about God. What are you trying to do? Like, what is happening right now? And we get paralyzed with fear, right? And sometimes it's not even fear of like that we are in danger, but just fear of the unknown, fear of what's going to happen next, fear if we're going to recover, fear if we're going to be all right. And that fear paralyzes us. And what God is reminding us in these verses is that God, over and over and over again, he's reminding us that I have told you not to be this way. As a matter of fact, I have commanded that you be the opposite, that you be courageous, that you be strong. So why is it so hard for us to trust God? Why is it so hard for us to trust God when we're dealing with a divorce? Why is it so hard for us to trust God when we're dealing with loss? Why is it so hard for us to trust God when we're dealing with kids? Why is it so hard for us to trust God when we're dealing with money issues, when we're dealing with our careers, when we're dealing with anything? Why is it so hard to trust God when he has commanded us not to be dismayed, when he has commanded us not to be paralyzed with fear and confusion, when he has commanded us to be the total opposite of those things? Why is it so hard for us to trust God? And I'm not talking about stupid trust, because it is such a thing as stupid trust. That's like what we discussed in Bible study, what we discussed in Jude, where you say you trust God, where you use the name of the Lord, but you continue to live immorally. You just say, like, "I'm just going to walk in faith and I'm going to trust God." But really, your walking in faith is doing what you want to do. I'm talking about trusting God, that God, however you make this thing work out, I'm not going to put my hand in it unless you tell me to move. Throughout scripture, God is constantly telling us, "Do not be dismayed, do not be afraid." Yet I know several of us who are in here that are afraid. What you mean afraid? Afraid to do what you call to do? Afraid to walk this thing out fully? Afraid to go further than you are? Afraid, like, afraid of the future? Afraid of being alone? Afraid of providing for yourself? Afraid of walking in your calling, walking away from people, just afraid, right? And so, although many of the people in this room believe in Christ, Why are we still dismayed when God has commanded us to be the opposite? Who in here is dismayed right now? And I keep saying that word, but I'm telling you, when you get into where the root of the word, it means so much more than just afraid or discouraged. Remember, I told y'all it had all these different meanings. It means shattered. That word means broken, right? It means to be brought low. It can be by violence, to be brought low by violence, to be brought low by confusion, to be brought low by terror. The imagery I want you to have is when you fall to your knees, that's dismay. It means broken knees. Your knees are shattered. Your knees are shattered. I don't remember this, if y'all remember the sermon when I was talking about your strong men, your legs. When you're strong men, I was talking about how when we get old and our legs start to tremble and our knees, when you think about when you get old and it becomes harder to stand, y'all understand? Like when you can't bend down anymore, like your strength. To be dismayed means to have broken knees, to crumble, to fall to your knees. It's literally when we are crumbling under the fear of the pressures of life. That is what it means to be dismayed. In 2 Timothy, when Paul starts to talk to Timothy, and I'm going to read this to you. This is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. Paul is encouraging Timothy to hold on to the things that got him where he is, like where he started. Go back, like I was telling y'all. God is encouraging Timothy to go back to that time when you were strong. I don't know why God has me. No, I do know why God has me saying this Sunday after Sunday, because somebody needs to hear it. God is trying to tell somebody here to go back to your first love. Paul tells Timothy, this is verse 5, I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know that that same faith continues strong in you. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. Paul was there to see Timothy being filled with a fire for God. He says, I remember when you were on fire for God.